Acts chapter 5 is the story of Ananias and Sapphira. I'm going to read some selected passages from that story. But Peter said, "Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land?" And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came upon all them that heard these things. Then Peter said unto her, "How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out." Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Isn't it amazing how sometimes ministering in the Spirit, speaking spiritual truths, can have two different types of effect? On one hand, it can be a source of blessing. It can be a source of life. I mean, lives being changed, all of that. And then on the other hand, it can be a source of terror. It can be a source of judgment. It could even be death to some people. Here's what I'm thinking, and that is that the same spirit that Peter is ministering to Ananias and Sapphira in, he's ministering to them in these truths, and he's ministering in the Spirit, is the very same spirit that just a few chapters previous, he's ministering to the impotent man who is healed by the Gate Beautiful. You remember, just a few chapters before this is the day of Pentecost when the believers were filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm believing that Ananias and Sapphira were there just a couple of weeks before their untimely death. They were there at Pentecost. Now, you can speculate what you want concerning their relationship with the Lord, but don't think for a second that you are somehow above this, that this can't happen to us. We can get led into doing all kinds of selfish, kind of covetous kind of things. You know what I'm saying? And so don't think that we're above these things. I believe they were at Pentecost, and just following Pentecost, John and Peter, they enter into this area, and the man that was impotent at the gate was asking for alms, and that's when Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give to you freely." And this man experienced a healing. Peter had such a presence of God upon him that later even there was like times when people would fall into his shadow even and experience healing. Isn't that amazing? So he's ministering in this type of a spirit. Well, it drew so much attention that Peter and John were arrested, and the authorities threatened them to not be preaching, to stop preaching in the name of Jesus. And Peter says something to the effect of, like, you know, you guys just do whatever you feel like you have to do, but we cannot but speak the name of Jesus. And so they threaten them a little bit, and then they turn them loose. Well, when they get released, they go right back to the brethren. They go right back to the fellow believers. And it describes like a worship service taking place. And God is leading them in the giving of their possessions. And God is doing this. Well, Ananias and Sapphira, they try to fool God. They try to fool him. And what a mistake it was. They were not honest about their finances. They were trying to hide some of their finances. They were lying about their finances. And consequently, they fell dead as a result of this. Now, you have to remember, it's not by Peter's hands that Ananias and Sapphira died. They did not die at Peter's hands, but they died of the Holy Ghost. And when they died, it says that great fear came upon all of them who saw these things. Great fear came upon all of them. When Ananias died, it says great fear came upon them, upon the church. When Sapphira died, great fear came upon them that heard these things and saw these things. It's amazing to me. Now you think about how far the church has come since then, right? This is like right after Pentecost. This is right at the first of the church. The church is only just like a couple of weeks old here with the Holy Spirit. and look at all the lying and the hidden stuff and the deception and just the fakery and all that goes on in the church today. One of the problems with the church today is that I see no fear of God whatsoever, none whatsoever. And it makes me wonder sometimes just exactly, you know, what could be going on. But I mean, if you could be struck dead for lying or to the Holy Ghost, well, that happens every meeting, every time, every day, every Sunday, you know, every church even, you know. And I don't see any fear, but if you've been witness to these things, if you've been witness to them, great fear should be coming upon you.